All right. Now I'm on. Okay. Welcome to Fellowship Bible Church. Sunday evening service. Let's stand. We're going to sing our first song, I Will Glory in My Redeemer. It's number 196. And then we're going to take some requests tonight. So hopefully you've got some favorites that you've been really saving all up and that you'll want to sing. So have those ready. We'll start with 196. We'll sing all the verses. Take some of those requests. Which songs? Yes. 97. Good. We can do more than one. Yeah, let's do more than one. Let's do all four of them. This looks short, so.
Thank you.
Yes. Let's do both of them. Let me hear the other one. 176. Okay. Let's do 176 and then 359. Okay, in that order. 176. First. We'll do all the verses. My soul finds rest. We'll do all the verses.
My fortress strong against my foes.
381. Okay. Well, let's stand. This will be our last song tonight. The Solid Rock, 381. Speaker tonight needs no introduction, according to Steve Bartholomew. I guess you all know Phil Welton. He's one of our missionaries from Ireland, so we're glad to have you come. Thank you.
You look all very far away. We're Presbyterians, you know. In our churches back home, whenever the people are always at the back row, so I'm glad we're not the only one. It's super to be here tonight, and I want to thank you all for inviting us, for having us. I think most of you know who we are. Some of you don't know who I am. My name is Philip. I'm not from here. So my wife will share a bit later on so she can explain maybe some things you don't understand what I'm saying. And then we want to show you a few minutes of a video clip and give you some highlights of what we do. It was also great to be here on Friday night to watch the VBS fun evening. And it's fantastic to see the children and the leaders come together to glorify God in fun times as well, you know. One of the things that we like when we come back here is we get to meet other fellow believers. Youth people can take that for granted, but in Ireland there's not many, many fellow believers. So sometimes it's very hard to get good fellowship together with other people. Most of the work which I am involved with Susan, for the last 23 years is work with the Irish Mission, which is a branch of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. And basically our work, surprise, surprise, is with people. Most forms of outreach is with people. And the things that we're involved with are basically, those of you who see on Facebook will see many clips of the children we're involved with. We do a Wednesday Bible Club, which Susan will talk about later, which is for, I can't use the word grades here or ages because it could be different, but basically it's from about 4 to about 10 years old for every Wednesday. And then on Friday we do two clubs, a youth club for those for 10 to 12 or 13, and then we have a teens club. And during the week, we're involved with about 100 different people during the week altogether. And not only that, we often say that most of our work, some people say that when you have your club, say, on a Friday evening, well, that's your club. And then, but most of our work is actually done outside of club. Because some of the children, as they get older, for some reason, you know, some of you have heard of Dr. Phil. Well, I'm the Irish Christian version of Dr. Phil. They often come and ask, you know, meet for coffee, and they might want to share different things that are on their minds or you know, because everyone comes from a different background. Everyone has a story. And for most of us, even in this room, the story is never finished until God says so. And as long as we have breath, we can do something for the Lord. And one of the joys for us in working with the clubs is that you kind of get attached to the children. If any of you have seen the pictures we put on Facebook every week, we try and put some little video clips. The children are always happy, and we don't make them that way. They come happy, and they leave happy, and they want to come. And unlike a lot of churches, and I don't know about here, but most of the children who come and the youth who come to clubs actually live in the town of Arklow, which is about 14,000 people in the town. And most of them come from within the town itself. Very few come from within the church. So most of our work is community-based with those people who are outside. You know, I hear here, for example, with the potential you have here with the building project and with the locals around here, the sky's the limit for what God can do and what God has plans for this place as well. 4 or 5 years ago, we had an extension on our building, and that has helped us to do more stuff for the Lord. But one of the things about the clubs I want to emphasize, especially the teenagers, is that many of them don't understand or the concept that we do about God. Most of those who come to church, those of you who have children or teens who grow up in church, they understand all the Bible jargon, as we call it, the Bible words. For example, if you said to someone, especially some of our teenagers in Arklow, how was your devotions this morning? They'd look at you. And you say, you know, your quiet time, you know, your walk with God, you know. And we use all these terms that we understand. But most of the people that we talk with don't understand any of those things. They have to see it by how we live. And how people are still coming to the clubs, or how people still want to meet after seeing how we live sometimes, is by the grace of God. And it's because of that, they see how we fall, how we can pick ourselves up, how God can still lead us and still love us and still be faithful despite of who we are. And one of the great things about the club is the fact that when you send your teams over, and we've got 5 of them coming this year, so pray for them for the Holiday Bible Club, which you call like VBS. It's the same thing. And we have about all these people come together, and we have some people who don't understand about what we're doing, and yet they'll tell you that it's the highlight of the summer. These are some of the teens in Arklow who will come and help us. And we look at them and, are you sure? You know, they have all these things, they go to all these concerts, and yet they want to be at the Holiday Bible Club. And I remember telling one girl just a few weeks before we came over here, I said, the reason you like it is because of God. And she looked at me, really? I said, yeah. You don't understand that yet, but it's because God's working, and someday the light will come on, hopefully. And so keep praying for people like that, you know. During the Holiday Club, it's absolutely amazing. For those of you who have been there, in fact, I shouldn't be giving a report on the Holiday Bible Club. Phil Daniel told me that last year no one gave a report on the Holiday Bible Club, so I don't know what happened there. But don't let that happen again, you know. It saved me the work. But we are grateful for you sending a team every year since 2000, except for maybe 1 year. And absolutely, we do not take it for granted, but we would be lost without the experience and the maturity of the people who come. And we are always indebted for that. Another thing that we were involved with, I think some people think we just do clubs, but we have a thing. The closest thing we can call it is a parent toddler group, except we call it a coffee dock, where people will come to a place at the church in the hall once a week, and they come and they can have coffee and chat. And the reason we don't call it parent and toddler, because sometimes a parent might come without the toddler. Hopefully the toddler doesn't come without the parent. Just thought of that. That could happen sometimes. But basically, the whole idea is that you could have single dads. You could have people who have come for maybe a couple of years with their toddlers. The toddlers have gone out of school, but they still want that contact. They still want to come because they still want to chat to people. So we call it a coffee dock. And the great thing about it is it's a great place to meet people in the community. And we, in the last 2 years, we've put a couple of ladies in the community in charge of the whole coffee dock. So it's not seen run by the church. It's run by the community. But it's also based on our Christian ethics. And so Every week, you could have anywhere from 20 to 40 people come through to the church hall, and you get a chance to talk to most of them. Some might only come once or twice, but there's a core of them coming from all kinds of backgrounds. They could be widows, they could be separated people, they could be single moms for different reasons, or even single dads. In the last 2 years, we've had two or three single dads have come along. And it's so pray for the work like that, because what we started about 6 years ago, we didn't think we'd still be doing. But it's a very important work, and it's fantastic because the people come right to your door. That's the whole thing. It's a right to. And there's some of them not too far away from asking them to come from the hall, like your back hall, into here to hear the word of God on a Sunday morning. So pray for the things like that we do. And also for the, we do like our Bible study once a week. It's a community Bible study. Most people who come are basically in the church, but we pray for that. And also the visiting. There's a lot of visiting to do, not just with the teens or with the children who want to meet up. Some just want to meet for the food. You know, they know that if you meet up with them, they're going to get some food. But others definitely want to talk, and especially some of the elderly people in the congregation who don't get visiting as much as they would like. So pray for the aspects of that kind of work as well. Before I show the video, before John shows the video, is I just want to explain something. In the Presbyterian Church, our goal is to connect people to Jesus Christ, because for us, and for you, Jesus Christ is everything. He means everything to us. And without him, we're absolutely nothing. And we don't want to be seen to be who we are or what we're doing. Everything is for God. We use the word for God's glory. But if you could rephrase that, because sometimes we get kind of complacent with that word. We could do everything to make God look great. And our lives should be living to make God look great all the time. Unfortunately, we live in this kind of world. It doesn't always happen. But the desire is to promote God and his greatness and his goodness to all people all the time. And one of the things about this video is it's called a United Appeal, because in the Presbyterian Church, I think there's about 300 congregations in the whole country, you know. And what they do is once a year, they make an appeal for people to give money to support to people like me, ministers, stuff like that, missionaries and things like that. But they came down to Arklow on a Wednesday club a few months ago, and they made a video. Now, some of the stuff we had to say because we had to say it, you know, so we're asking for forgiveness in advance, you know. But it's also, for some of you might recognize some of the children who've been there. You'll recognize some of the children who come on a Wednesday. And the hard thing about the children, when they ask the children questions, what do you think about the club? You're at their mercy, you know. But they actually did okay. So if we can show that video, and then Susan's going to come and share. Okay, John? My name is Philip Welton, and I'm an Irish mission worker in Arklow. Arklow is a small town on the east coast of County Wicklow with a population of about 14,000 people. An Irish mission worker is someone who is called by God to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and most of them work alongside a congregation. I work with Arklow Presbyterian Church, and most of our focus is community-based.
Well, if Arklow's unique, and Arklow Presbyterian Church is unique, then definitely Philip is unique. He's unique in his skill set, his personality. He's just a brilliant guy. He's fiercely passionate about the community here. He's fiercely passionate about kids, especially in young people. And I guess that's, you know, really where the majority of his work, you know, is centered around. Philip runs two clubs here, a Wednesday club and then Friday club, which is more for teenagers, so like a teenager drop-in. And numbers of both are super high, you know, really, really encouraging for the size of a church we are. Philip also runs a coffee dock on a Tuesday morning, kind of like a mums and tots, but we have mums, dads, lots and lots of pots. And then we run a community Bible study on a Thursday. And that's probably where Philip and I have most kind of crossover.
Every child who comes to us is cared for, is loved by God, and everyone has a story. And sometimes as you get to know them, they will share their stories with you. In particularly, we love the Wednesday Club. The Wednesday Bible Club is for children from 5 to 10 years old. And they come straight after school, in the primary school, come straight over to the club here. And we would get about 35 to 40 kids every week who come to that. One of the reasons for the longevity of the clubs is really simple. It's the continuity of being there, whether there are 40 kids or whether four come
the children know that we're always there for them. It has also helped to know that some of the leaders have been there from day one. It's also important for us is to introduce them to Jesus, because it's not about us, it's not about the leaders, it's not even about the kids, it's all about Jesus. And our goal is to make a connection there, to connect them from where they are now to Jesus Christ. And so we do that through the Bible lessons, through the stories, through the crafts, through the games, through the music, through just being with them and talking about them and accepting them for who they are. Because some of them come from different backgrounds, and we want them to know that Jesus loves them no matter where they come from.
The best thing about club is the food and the arts.
You get to play with all the kids and all different ages and all that.
All the fun and learning about Jesus.
Dance, craft,
food, games, so basically everything.
The best bit about having Philip as an Irish mission worker is having another person who is invested in this place, who is integrally always searching for the next way to reach out to the community, a person who knows the place, who loves the place, and who values the place and the people within it, and a person who has wisdom about the place. You know, I'm from Belfast, you know, so coming down here, there's a limit to where I can go, to what I can do, to what I can say. But going to Phil at my side, suddenly we're walking through the shopping centre and we know what to say, we know where to go, and to have someone like that side by side journeying is incredible.
There are many small congregations in the south of Ireland, and because of that the work of the Irish Mission is made only possible through the United Appeal. And that's important to us, because without that help we couldn't do what we can do. But also with the continued support from the United Appeal and with partnership with the Presbyterian Church, we can do lots more for God's kingdom.
United Appeal seems like this massive, big, you know, organization. But United Appeal, for me, at its heart, is someone putting in an envelope, you know. And sometimes that gets a bit lost. You know, the envelope goes, and then you're like, where did that even go? But it's such a small thing to put in your envelope, but it has a massive effect on the communities that it impacts. Arklow is just one community, but for those who maybe are thinking, oh, you know, what do I do about United Appeal? That small act of putting in that envelope will have a tremendous impact, not just here in Arklow, but all around Ireland. And so let me encourage you to be really generous in that, and with your prayer, because we need wisdom, we need discernment, because we want to see this trickle become a river flowing down here of God's growth and God's grace. So, thanks.
I've had several people say, or had it said to me several times, that some people here don't know our story. And I said, a lot of you know me and have known me for a long time, so bear with me if you do know. So I will just tell you a bit of background about us. I grew up down the road, not that far from here, near Lake Weddington. I went to school in Prairie Grove Schools and on to John Brown University. I did business and economics at JBU and went on then for 1 year at Moody Bible Institute. And while I was, well, I just see people that I've known all my life. Johnny, I've known since I was tiny, I guess. Miss Carol and Miss Jewel would have taught me when I was little. So that's like I'm from around here. I've known Phil and Sheena since I guess I was a teenager, maybe. A long time, anyway. When I was at JBU, I went on summer missions to Ireland to help in their summer camp program. And Philip was already on staff there, so that's where I met Philip. And Philip was born in County Cork in Ireland. And as a five-day-old baby, he was taken to an orphanage, and it was run by American missionaries, and so that's where he grew up. And he went away to Bible College in Canada, and so then he went back to Ireland to work, so that's where we met. So summer missions can be dangerous if there are people here
considering summer missions who can change things for a long time. That's where we met anyway. We were married in 1985 and we went back to Ireland in 1987. So then, like Philip says, for the last, we worked in camps and some conference places for a bit, and then for the last 23 years we've been in Arklow with the Presbyterian Church. So when I have to laugh when I see some of those things that are said there, because when we first went to Arklow, I think the way I would describe, even now, just the whole belief system, it's like a cultural religion. You are born into what you're born into, and the label is there, and that's your label, and there you go, off you go. And it doesn't actually change or impact the way you live, it's your label. And so we come into Arklow and tiny little Presbyterian church and start asking people to come to things, and that was a bit of a shock to people. So we would have had eggs thrown at our house. We would have had people pull up alongside Philip. One night he was going to get a newspaper, and they pulled up and told him, basically, we don't need your kind around here. We need to get out of our town. Philip would say to me, just keep smiling at them. Just keep smiling at them. And a few years later, that very family, their kids were coming to club and they thought it was great. And it was like, just keep smiling at them. So I just think we weren't there to try and make somebody be another religion or join something. We were there to tell them about Jesus, that how great he is. And when people can see how great he is, and how much you, each one, matters to Jesus, it changes their lives. And then when they can get God's word, that is powerful. So it's not about us or what we can do or making people. It's just trying to show them Jesus and his word and let that make the difference. And now, 23 years later, you have kids, people who are coming who are bringing their kids to club, and they came as kids. And it may be generations down the road where there are actual changes done. Someone else may see the fruit of it, but I just think it's so important to hold up Jesus and let that change people. And that's why in the clubs we teach the Bible lessons and we teach them the memory verses, and that can change people's hearts and people's lives when they learn God's word. This last year in our Wednesday club, you may probably saw the flannel graph. We did flannel graph, which I have old CEF flannel graph, and the kids were amazed. Like, how is that sticking on? They'd never seen this before. They're used to videos, you know. They thought this was cool. But we had the set of the I Am sayings of Jesus, and we were going through all of those. And I would teach the younger group, and Helen that you saw in some of the pictures, she would teach the older group. But we were teaching the I Am statements of Jesus, and one of them we were doing, I am the light of the world. And I was saying to the kids, these are word pictures, so they tell us something about the character, what Jesus is like. And as we were talking about, and what can we get from this, and what would it tell us about Jesus, one little guy, he's probably 5 or 6, he goes, I get it. Jesus is just all good. There's no bad. And I was like, wow. I mean, they can condense it down probably better than we can. He was like, I get that. Jesus is just all good. And through all those I Ams each week, then we had add another one, and they wanted to go back and review them all. And they were excited about, these are things about Jesus that are always true about Jesus. They never change. They're always there. We can rely on them. We know what he's like from his word, and we can rely on those things. And it's exciting to see these kids who haven't had all this taught to them, haven't seen it all, and they're excited every week to learn more or ask questions, or they can come up with some pretty wild questions. But it's good because they're wanting to know more and they're wanting to learn about it. And as they come, then parents will come. Some of the parents come early, and that's something I would like if we could get helpers in future to, if they want to come a bit early and come in and have a cup of tea and see some of the music we do at the end, or that would be a great thing we could do at holiday, because it's something we'd like to do. We're not doing that yet. But it would be nice because parents want to come in. They want to see the music. They want to hear what's going on. And it's encouraging when people want to know more about Jesus. So we had one little girl who
It was a few years ago, she came and we were talking about if you feel like you can't get it right or you get things wrong, and she put her hand up. She said, that's me, I'm always in trouble. I'm always in trouble, I always get it wrong. And we were saying, like, you're precious to Jesus whether you get things right or whether you get things wrong. And she's been coming to club, and she's now one of our little junior helpers. And it's just great to see the progress where they can learn. And our junior helpers, that's something that came about because when they got to 10, they were supposed to then go on to the other club. They were a bit too old. We just didn't have enough helpers to have another age group of class, but they wanted to keep coming. So we created a helpers. They can come and help, and they give out the snack, or they help with the games, or they help hand out the markers or things for crafts, and they're still there, and they're still hearing the Bible lessons, and they're still learning. So in all those ways, I think it's trying to find ways that we can connect with people, we can connect with community, and we can just tell them about Jesus. So I was reading recently, I don't remember who the woman was, she'd said she had volunteered for something in her church, and she felt like, oh, I don't know why I did that, I can't do this. And the first day she turned up, they had prayer beforehand, and she was thinking, oh, I'm not good enough for this. And someone prayed four words, reduce me to love. And she said it really hit her that it wasn't about her. It wasn't about whether she was able to do it or not able to do it or good enough or not good enough. It was about God reducing her to just love. Not worry about herself, not worry about how she looked, just to love the way Jesus would love. And that's what I would ask you to pray for us throughout the year when we're there or when the team comes to help us. That can get a pretty hectic week and you can get impatient or grumpy, that we just remember for God to just reduce us to love the way he would love. And Philip is always telling us, one of the ladies that helps gets annoyed. She says, he's too forgiving. I wouldn't forgive. I said, it's grace. It's God's grace. He's always telling us, he said it already, every person has a story. So when one of the kids, especially if they're driving you crazy, please take a step back and remember, every person has a story. And he's always telling us that. And it helps to remember. We all have a story. We all have a reason. We all may have problems or things that are bothering us. And if you would pray for us that God would reduce us just to love, to be messengers of his love, and it makes a difference. Yes, I think the minister who was there at the time was worried about people coming in and really hammering. Uh-huh. And I think then once you came and he heard the teaching, it was fine. So yeah, that would have been an issue, and we would have been kind of said, be really, really careful. But sin is sin, and you have to teach it, so... Miss Carol came and taught that year and did a great job. So.
And I also hear you talk about coughing. Well, to me, there's only
teeth. I know. Everyone there, if you meet up with someone, you meet up for coffee.
It's called Bailey's Coffee.
And you can, that's what we're surprised about. No, it's not.
It's
that's what we're surprised about here is there's not that many. Everyone there, if you're going to meet somebody, you meet up for a coffee. It seems hard here to find a coffee shop and... That's what you do, is meet people for coffee and a chat.
Yeah, that's why they like the coffee dot, because they can get as much coffee as they want. They'll go back and make them more coffee.
Any more? Is that it?
I think for years Catholics would have been taught not, you don't go in a Protestant church. They would be afraid of what would happen to them. Yeah.
I know for a fact that we've been there for 20 years plus, but the first 3 or 4 years would have been tough because they would have seen in their eyes opposition coming in. And that's why we emphasize it's important how we live our lives, not just by what we say. And during the years since then, as Susan mentioned, some of the children's children have kind of come. And the credibility has been there for a number of years. Those who have come to the Hollywood Club would see that it's a respected place in a sense, so it's actually easier to witness to people, to be a witness. But we never know how long that's going to last, the way the country's going, you know. But the opposition wouldn't be there at the moment. Yeah. Not there. It's, you know. But how long it lasts, I don't know. The end?
Do you have anyone that works alongside you? What's the long-term plan?
Yeah, for you to come over. No, we're getting older. The long-term, it's up to a certain extent, it's up to the Presbyterian Church, and we've told them that. To us, it would be foolish. It could be, you know, it might seem arrogant. I don't mean it that way, but it would be foolish not to have someone in place to carry on the work, because there's so many contacts out there. But it's up to them, you know. But it's something to pray for, you know. Mike.
What's happened to Catholic divorce rate in the last 20 years? Divorce rate? I don't know.
Well, I don't know how to put this in a nice way, because most of them don't get married in the first place.
Well, that's true.
So, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, smart, but they don't. There is divorce, but it's not a big thing because most of them just live together. See, that's the side of it. So, you know, and then they just passed the abortion bill not long ago. So it's just like every country, it needs prayer, you know. So, but at the moment, for us and for other believers, the freedom is still there. And because we've been in Arco for so long and they know who we are, they know what we're about, and they still come, you know. We have a friend of ours who was talking about there's children who actually on a Friday night who will actually walk 2 miles through town to come, even if it's raining. And he was talking about writing a little book called And They Walked in the Rain to come to club. And some people would still do that. And we know it's hopefully it's God through the Holy Spirit pricking their consciences, but they don't see it that way. But they know when they come, they're in a safe place, and they know that people mm-hmm. care about them, and we do, you know. And they know that, and they're very secure in that, you know.
But I think that the girl he's talking about earlier, when he said it's because of God, some of the kids that come to Teen Club, we would let them help at the Holiday Club. They can help with crafts or the snacks, and they would say there's something different about, like, the ones from Arkansas who come, the ones from the north, the ones who come to help because they love the Lord. They would see there's something different. They're not quite sure what it is, but they would know there's something different.
Hey, Bill, can you share where Arco is?
No.
I'm not sure what
you're
doing.
Oh, yeah.
Can I share where Arco is?
I think to bring a map.
You've all got iPhones, just Google it.
East Coast, south of Dublin.
Yeah.
So we're right on the coast of the Irish Sea. Yeah. We're just, I don't know, a quarter of a mile less from the sea. You can walk down to the sea.
Most of Ireland is close to the sea.
Well.
We're on the east coast of I knew John would deliver. Oh, there you go, John.
There he is.
He's even marked it for you. Did I read? Well done, John. So there you go. All sorted. It looks big there, doesn't it, the country? It's really small.
No, it's not big.
So that's our story so far. from the town.
The town.
They actually, the children come from the town.
And just the town.
Just the town, and, maybe a couple of in the countryside.
Rural around.
Within
there.
3 or 4 miles.
Oops. Yeah.
And we register in March, and it's booked up probably by the end of March, beginning of April.
It was booked in about a week and a half this year.
So it is.
Two.
Well, I'm not going to tell you in case they don't come. 215 are coming. And we have about 70 leaders. So it's a big project. Some of people over there are wondering why we're still here. it's organized.
How about as far as outreach? The children that are going, the kids just depend on
for us? Need more people.
Yeah.
It's very hard to find people, who have the same passion, the love, there's some people who would do it if you pay them, but it's tough. It's hard work for us because it's sometimes it's 7 days a week. It just keeps, there's always something every day, So unless you come to America, you won't get away from it. So is that okay, Steve?
Thank you very much. Let's stand, and we'll close our service with number 318. 318, we'll just do the first and last verses. Holy Spirit, living breath of God. Dear Lord, we do pray that tonight. We pray that the face of Christ would be clear for all the world to see. We thank you for the Weltons, for their ministry in Ireland. We pray for the families, the kids, and the parents that they minister to, and just pray that your work would be done there, that many would be saved. Thank you for the time that we have now to fellowship and eat together. Pray that it would be a blessing. In your name we pray. Amen.